Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. A great week with an extremely dignified and impressive and unforgettable pageant in London with the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Joe Biden was there. So, of course, was Jill Biden. And many world leaders. Was Trump excluded because of some kind of insult intended toward him? Not at all. That has been fact-checked. Not all former heads of state were invited to the Queen's funeral. And what about Biden's political funeral? He did a lengthy interview with the 60 Minutes show. And we'll play you highlights and lowlights of the president's responses. He is insisting he is going to be running for office. This comes out at a time when the two most likely people to actually, it seems to me, win the nominations of the two parties are already engaged in a debate. And you'll be able to hear some of it yourself. We'll play it for you. I'm talking about the great debate between Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who's running for re-election, heavily favored, and Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, heavily favored to win his re-election. They're debating about DeSantis and his treatment of immigrants from Venezuela. They were refugees looking for asylum. They ended up in Martha's Vineyard. Some of them appear to be happy to be there. We will bring you up to date on all of that. And then the Great Mermaid debate. The Little Mermaid and Lord of the Rings, a new version of Lord of the Rings. Why do we need a new version of Lord of the Rings? I'm not even sure, considering how magnificent the trilogy of films was, Oscar-winning trilogy of films was on Lord of the Rings. In any event, is it appropriate to have black characters in these two classics? I cannot believe that people are debating this heatedly, but they are. And we will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. And then the educational ambitions of Kanye West. Yay. As he is known occasionally, and educational ambitions to start his own school, but without emphasizing reading. He claims that he has never read a book. Okay, is that something to admire? We will get to that issue as well on the Michael Medved Show. And yet another speculation by two very prominent historians about America on the brink of civil war. They talk about the three stages by which we came to America's great sectional conflict in 1861. It took three stages to get there. They say the same three stages are operating now, and we are on the brink of stage three, which means actual violence breaking out. Is that true? And is that violence concerned with President Trump using a QAnon song as background music for his rally speech in Youngstown, Ohio, and appearing on Truth Social with a Q badge on his lapel? What did that mean? What is the president, former president, trying to communicate to his followers and to the world at large? We will get to that as well on a very busy day on the Medved Show. First off, the President of the United States. He wanted desperately to announce some good news, and so he decided to do good news in his 60 Minutes interview. And good news, I think most Americans, if they believe it, would embrace it as good news, but I don't think that most Americans do believe it. Here's the president, 3.5.
Mr. President, first Detroit auto show in 3 years.
Yeah.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
Okay. Does the fact that people are not wearing masks and, yes, people are going out and getting those new vaccines. I'm hoping actually this week to get the new booster that is being offered that's supposed to be particularly effective against Omicron. But how is the pandemic over when there are still so many people who are getting sick? Just people that we know personally. We have very close friends. We have family members who have recently gotten COVID. Since people stopped wearing masks. It's not because they stopped wearing masks. But really, the president wants to proclaim the pandemic over? The COVID cases in the USA, 7-day average. In 2022, 61,405. Last year at this time, September 18th, 2021, 148,215. So it's way down. It's half as many. But if you have 61,000 new cases still in a week, is that appropriate to say it's over? In terms of deaths, say 7-day average, a year ago, 2012 deaths in a 7-day average, now 516. So again, greatly improved, but over? I'm not sure that most medical experts would agree with the president. What about one of America's other great maladies, the malady of inflation? President Biden can't proclaim that our inflation crisis is over, not with the numbers that we have, particularly regarding grocery items. But he does have his own perspective, which he tried to put forward on CBS News on 60 Minutes. Listen, clip three.
Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch. Hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
Okay, the only reason people would even believe that is because of the improvement, and there has been improvement, with gas prices, which people feel very directly. But in terms of other items, I mean, none of the economists think that it's evened off, or basically that inflation is out of gas. That's why they're looking at Wednesday. The Fed is going to be meeting again. And they're going to enact, everybody expects it will be 0.75% increase in terms of borrowing to try to fight inflation. And some people are saying it may even be a full percent, which would probably hit the market very hard and very negatively. The idea that it went up just an inch last month, don't make it sound like it all of a sudden went to 8.3. People are not stupid. And people are appropriately very worried about inflation and the impact on the market and the economy in general. there was more in Biden's interview, particularly concerning his campaign. Yes, that's right, his campaign for re-election. We'll bring you up to date on that and its prospects and much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On the Michael Medved Show, show talking about Joe Biden's interview with 60 Minutes last night. He seemed energetic, wide awake, which I guess is an issue when he has been designated Sleepy Joe Biden. But he basically also did something that I think is extraordinary. He has been very insistent that he is running for re-election. And a lot of people have, including me, have taken that claim by President Biden that no matter what, he's going to proceed and run for re-election at age 79. It's an extraordinary leap of faith to say that the president will decide to run again. In his answer this time, he actually was more, at least he left an opening to the idea that sometime after the midterm elections, which are coming up in less than 2 months now, that at sometime after the midterm elections, he would announce that he will be a one-term president. The question came to him on whether he would run again. That's number 17, Jeremy.
Sir, are you committed to running again, or are there certain conditions that have to be right?
Look, if I were to say to you I'm running again, all of a sudden a whole range of things come into play that I have requirements I have to change and move and do.
In terms of election laws?
In terms of election laws. And it's much too early to make that kind of decision. I'm a great respecter of fate. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to do that job. And within the time frame that makes sense after this next election cycle here, going into next year, make a judgment of what to do.
You say that it's much too early to make that decision. I take it the decision has not been made in your own head.
Look, my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen.
Okay, the way that this is covered in CBS responding to that, it makes the point that he proclaimed the pandemic is over and that he'll make a judgment on what to do at some point next year, after January, after he hopes the Democrats will add to their margin in the Senate. And will hold somehow, through some miracle, the House of Representatives. The NBC News is reporting that Biden's top aides have been quietly building a 2024 campaign effort, with increasing discussions about who might manage the operation, potential themes and structure. The current plan is for a Biden reelection effort to rely heavily on the resources of the Democratic National Committee and only have a small campaign staff. Biden and his top advisors are also using the home stretch to November's midterm elections to test possible 2024 themes, such as taking on wealthy special interests. We haven't heard Democrats doing that before. Taking on wealthy special interests and casting his achievements in office as promises made, promises kept. We'll see how well that works out in the midterm elections. I think that would be a very, very tough sell for Joe Biden, particularly if he's running against somebody other than Donald J. Trump. I believe that one of the reasons that that Biden is actually putting off the announcement, not only because announcing that he wouldn't be running for president before the midterm elections would probably hurt some of the Democratic candidates who would find it more difficult to defend Biden or to have a positive view of them than they do now. And the second aspect of things is when you become a lame duck, when you have already said, I'm not going to be there next time, it probably does impact your influence on your own party and on the electorate. An NBC News poll taken September 9th through 13th, so it's a very recent poll, found that Biden's approval ratings bounced back up to 45%, 3 points higher than the previous poll in August. 27% of voters believe the country is headed in the right direction. Okay, you may say, that's pathetic. Yes, it is. Only one out of four voters in America believe the country's headed in the right direction. In May, it was 16%. Okay, so think about that. There are a lot of people who believe that between May of this year and now in September, that we've turned in a much better direction. Now, Biden had more to offer that was controversial and illuminating. He did say, and definitively, and he came back and repeated again, that he would send U.S. troops, if necessary, to defend Taiwan if China invades. Here's the president.
What should Chinese President Xi know about your commitment to Taiwan?
We agree with what we signed on to a long time ago, and that there's a one China policy, and Taiwan makes their own judgments about their independence. We are not moving, we're not encouraging them being independent. We're not, that's their decision.
But would U.S. forces defend the island?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
After our interview, a White House official told us U.S. policy has not changed. Officially, the U.S. will not say whether American forces would defend Taiwan, but the commander-in-chief had a view of his own.
So unlike Ukraine, to be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women, would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion?
Yes.
Okay, clearly he should put himself in line with what his aides and the State Department are saying. By the way, I think that probably a lot of Americans, if not most Americans, would say that defending Taiwan in the case of a full-out Chinese invasion, and I think our allies in South Korea and Japan and Australia and elsewhere in the region would also suggest that yes was the right answer. There was more about Biden's answering concerns about his age. Clip two. Well, we will get to clip two because, again, it obviously is a very, very big question involving a potential second term for Joe Biden and concerning his ongoing performance now. We'll also get to the great, is it great, Newsom-DeSantis debate and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Queen Elizabeth is being remembered for her legacy of service to Great Britain. The Dean of Windsor also noting her calm and dignified presence during a committal service at Windsor Castle. Her Majesty's two beloved corgis and one of her ponies shared a bit of the spotlight on Monday as the funeral procession arrived at Windsor Castle. U.S. traffic deaths are at the highest since 2006. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, deaths rose 0.5% in the first half of the year. Federal regulators say more drivers are engaged in unsafe behavior after pandemic lockdowns. A Memphis man is breaking his own record as the oldest person to canoe the Mississippi River. 87-year-old Dale Sanders paddled the entire river in 87 days. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Concerning Taiwan and the president's declaration last night on 60 Minutes, that even when he was pressed on this and even with members of his staff and people in the State Department undermining what the president of the United States said, Biden said very clearly, very directly, as he has before, that it would be his intention to use U.S. troops to put American lives at stake to defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion. And breaking news, Beijing today, the Chinese foreign ministry said today that China has lodged stern representations, whatever that means, with the United States after U.S. President Joe Biden said U.S. forces would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion. The statement from China says China reserves the right to take all necessary measures in response to activities that split the nation apart, said Mao Ning, who is spokesperson of the foreign ministry, at a regular media briefing. When they say split the nation apart, they live under the fiction, as we do, because we officially have a one-China policy, which we adopted way back in the Nixon-Kissinger era when we were first recognizing Red China, which we had pretended didn't exist for a long time. But the One China policy says that, yes, we recognize the Chinese claim that Taiwan is officially part of the greater China, and we do not officially recognize the independence of Taiwan, which used to be called just the Republic of China. And that, of course, does not prevent the President of the United States, this president, from saying what none of his predecessors said, which is that unequivocally we would defend China in case of invasion. The great argument for taking that position is that it may do something to head off such an invasion, to deter the Chinese to take the United States at least seriously enough to avoid invading Taiwan. But there's also the possibility that making the statement so unequivocally would only encourage further Chinese adventurism. They have been sending their ships and their planes and other military hardware into airspace, into the waters that are technically controlled by Taiwan. Is it a danger that could erupt at any time? And probably with even a more dire impact than the invasion of Ukraine? Yeah, it's certainly something to worry about. One of the reasons that we are more, I think, eager to defend Taiwan is because of the economic importance of that country. Even though the population of Taiwan is a little bit less than the population of Ukraine, the economic impact in terms of making various high-tech chips and other resources, the economic impact on the world and on our allies in Asia would be devastating. So President Biden, of course, cannot do a major interview like this without an honest interviewer asking him about his age. Now, he could turn back and say, hey, look at who's running Congress. Mitch McConnell is 82. He's older than me. Nancy Pelosi is 82, and she's in Armenia right now, trying to reassure the Armenian people in the midst of confrontations with Azerbaijan of United States support. But here is Joe Biden on his age, clip two.
Mr. President, you are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. I mean, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then you know, that's one thing. That's another thing. You just watch and you know, keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. I think that, I don't, when I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, how old are you? What they say? You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating.
A proof of the pudding is in the, I'm not sure how that applies. Nobody's talking about cannibalism here. But obviously, what should the president answer other than what he just did, which is watch me, inspect me, see if I'm up to the job. 1-800-955-1776 if you have a better answer. And then this is also a little bit ridiculous and embarrassing in what generally I think most people look at it and say, okay, this was an adequate interview. He had this note, which makes very little sense. This is clip 11 about why people in his mind disapprove of him. Listen.
Your approval rating in the country is well below 50%, and I wonder why you think that is.
This is a really difficult time. We're at an inflection point in the history of this country. We're going to make decisions, and we're making decisions now that are going to determine what we're going to look like the next 10 years from now. I think you'd agree that the impact on the psyche of the American people as a consequence of the pandemic is profound. Think of how that has changed everything. You know, people's attitudes about themselves, their families, about the state of the nation, about the state of their communities. And so there's a lot of uncertainty out there, a great deal of uncertainty.
Okay. Yes, there's a great deal of uncertainty, but people have not been uncertain with the consistent disapproval of Joe Biden. Now, again, his approval rating has gone up more substantially. The number of people who think America's on the right track has gone all the way up to 27%. But that's a big change from 16% back in May. There's so much going on that the fight between now and November, when obviously the nation picks a brand new House of Representatives, it probably a lot of familiar faces. Most incumbents get reelected. But remember, all the Republicans need to do is to knock off, is to capture five Democratic seats. And then they have control of the House, and we have a new Speaker of the House, and Nancy Pelosi can get and enjoy her retirement. So how are folks doing right now in terms of the latest polling? Well, one poll that seems to suggest a very big advantage is the polling for Ron DeSantis, who is ahead of, on average, who's ahead of Charlie Crist, his Democratic opponent, by 50% to 45%. Now, that's outside the margin of error and looks very good for Ron DeSantis. For Gavin Newsom in the all-Democratic state of California, where Republicans have applied for endangered species status, Gavin Newsom is running against that well-known bundle of energy. Jeremy, can you think of who's running against Gavin Newsom right now? His name is Brian Dahl. He's a state senator. And that's a horse race, 58% to 31%, a 27% edge. Okay, so what else is going on? And how has the likelihood, the odds, shifted? We'll get to that. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
On the Michael Medved show, the president, like most other presidents, maybe more than many other presidents, however, Joe Biden can't do anything without getting some harsh commentary or some negativity or some kind of criticism. By the way, the same was true for Trump even more. Do you remember there was a huge issue about the way he walked down a ramp after he gave a speech at West Point and the idea that he wanted to be careful not to slip and fall, which was probably a good idea because then it would have become an international incident. President walked down a ramp cautiously. I'm talking about President Trump now. And on that same occasion, I believe it was the same occasion, he held a cup of water with both hands, and people asked, is Trump suffering from some kind of cognitive degeneration because he held a cup of water with both hands? And look, there are lots of things you can criticize about Trump. I mean, no end of things you can criticize about Trump. I do think it was a very big mistake to use a song associated with QAnon or for whatever reason to pose for a photograph that was published on Truth Social that showed him with a Q, just the letter Q, on his lapel. What the hell does that mean? And for him to say in that same photograph that the storm was coming, the storm is supposed to be an occasion whereby the people who are part of this massive conspiracy to abuse children and to drink their blood and to worship Satan, that people like that, well-known practitioners of that kind of thing, like Bill Gates and George Soros and Hillary Clinton, that they're all going to be lined up, they're going to be tried for treason and executed on TV. That's an item of faith for the QAnon faithful. And again, for President Trump to be involved with any of that, not appropriate. And yes, it's appropriate for people to watch. It's also for people appropriate to watch President Biden, who was at the Detroit Auto Show, briefly holding hands with Gretchen Whitmer, who was the governor of Michigan. And yes, it looked awkward with Jill, just the other side of him, and he was not holding hands with Jill. Is this going to be a rocky patch in their marriage? No. Is this going to be a sustaining issue? No. The president, however, is has a lot to look out for about the way he conducts himself concerning Queen Elizabeth. And one of the Associated Press coverage, it says the president made the sign of the cross. And, of course, the British are not Catholic by and large. The Queen herself was the head of the Church of England, which is, the, I guess, the closest thing here would be Episcopalian. It's Anglican. And the president made the sign of the cross and put his hand to his heart as he stood quietly near the casket in the ornate 900-year-old hall with his wife and U.S. Ambassador Jane Hartley. Biden then signed the official condolence book and attended a reception Sunday at Buckingham Palace, hosted by King Charles III. He is one of 500 world leaders and royals invited to the Queen's state funeral, along with hundreds of dignitaries, politicians, military veterans, and British charity workers. People across Britain paused for a minute of silence at 8 p.m. in memory of the only monarch that most of them have ever known. At Westminster Hall, where the Queen is lying in state, the constant stream of mourners paused for 60 seconds as people observed the minute of reflection and deep silence. Well, it's just one night and day of our lives. Elizabeth gave us, you know, 70 years. So the rest of it is not a lot to ask, is it? Said Fred Sweeney, 52, who kitted out his spot with two Union Jack flags on large flagpoles. Biden called Queen Elizabeth II decent and honorable and all about service as he signed the condolence book, saying his heart went out to the royal family. Queen Elizabeth lived her life for the people. Jill Biden wrote in a book for spouses and ambassadors. She served with wisdom and grace. We will never forget her warmth, kindness, and the conversations we shared. The Queen's eight grandchildren, led by their heir to the throne, Prince William. Prince William, of course, the next king after Charles III, circled the coffin and stood with their heads bowed during a silent vigil on Saturday evening. Among the foreign leaders in London was New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who told the BBC that she was humbled to represent her nation at the funeral and to witness the national outpouring of grief and respect for the late Queen. The thing that I will take away from this period is just the beauty of the public's response, the kindness that you see from members of the public, the patience, the camaraderie. That has been for me, said the Prime Minister of New Zealand. The most moving tribute of all has been the public response of the British people. Of course, Elizabeth was also the Queen of New Zealand. A Monday has been declared a public holiday in honor of Elizabeth, who died September 8th at 96 after 70 years on the throne. Her funeral was to be broadcast to over 200 countries and territories worldwide and screened to crowds in parks and public spaces across the country. Ukraine's First Lady, and this I think is interesting, Olena Zelenska, was also among the mourners praying respects at the Queen's coffin. A British royal officer said Zelenska met with Catherine, the Princess of Wales, that's Kate Middleton, the wife of Prince William, at Buckingham Palace on Sunday afternoon. They did not release further details. The British government has been among the strongest supporters of Ukraine since it was invaded by Russia in February. Early this morning, the Queen's coffin was to be moved on a gun carriage pulled by 142 Royal Naval sailors to nearby Westminster Abbey for the funeral, the finale of 10 days of national mourning for Britain's longest-serving monarch. After the service today at the Abbey, the plan was for the late Queen's coffin to be transported throughout the historic heart of London on the state gun carriage. It will then be taken in a hearse to Windsor, where the Queen will be interred alongside her husband, Prince Philip, who died last year at 99. One other thing about President Biden, he had met Queen Elizabeth before. going all the way back to 1982 when she was queen, obviously, and he was part of a delegation of visiting senators. He made a fairly big deal at that time that he would not bow to the queen because his mother had told him that as someone of Irish descent, it was not appropriate to bow to the queen. So he didn't, and it is not a federal case, but he recalled that and actually used the occasion to say how the queen reminded him of his late mother. Okay, that is one trial with the president representing the United States of America that seems to have gotten off with without any mishaps. He met Boris Johnson, then Prime Minister, last year. Mr. Biden told his aides he had raised the issue of tense negotiations between Britain and Northern Ireland. Timothy Mager, a former university archivist at Catholic University who focused on Irish-American history, said Mr. Biden's comments had clearly been made jokingly, but they had also reflected a feeling of skepticism among Irish-Americans of the enthusiasm for the British monarchy and aristocracy. He might also take it as a point of pride that the grandchild of Irish Catholic immigrants will be attending this funeral as the head of state of such a powerful nation, a recognition of the country of his ancestors, and a testimony to the possibilities of his own, Mr. Mager said. There's a kind of nice Irish irony in that. I don't know what Irish irony exactly constitutes or represents, but I do know it seems ironic that right now there is heated debate, and again, there are millions of people involved who express their opinions about the racial background of The Little Mermaid. No, seriously, the new Little Mermaid features a little mermaid who is black, or what once was called African-American, I guess. Does that represent some kind of distortion of reality for a character who is emphatically unreal? We will get to that crucial issue, which is lighting up controversy everywhere, and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.